I'm Steve Miller reporting. President Donald Trump said Sunday that he is not racist despite reports of his derogatory comments about immigrants from Haiti and Africa, adding that he was ready, willing, and able to reach a deal to protect immigrants brought into the United States as children. Ryan Brooks reports.
We're ready, willing, and able to make a deal on DACA, but I don't think the Democrats want to make a deal.
Reports of Trump's derogatory remarks met harsh criticism across party lines and have complicated the debate over the program in Congress. Lawmakers are trying to reach a deal that combines some form of relief for DACA immigrants, the so-called Dreamers, and enhanced border security, like Trump's proposed wall along the Mexican border. But his recent comments have left them struggling to find a path forward. Meanwhile, time is ticking to reach a deal before Friday, when Congress must pass a funding bill to avoid a government shutdown.
That's reporter Ryan Brooks. A pair of suicide bombers blew themselves up in Iraq's capital Monday. At least 38 people are dead with over 100 wounded. The blast occurred during the morning rush hour in Tehran Square, located in central Baghdad. The area is a commercial center and also crowded with laborers looking for work. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but past bombings have been carried out by Islamic State militants. Ethiopian authorities have dropped charges against a senior opposition leader and hundreds of others who have been jailed for involvement in unrest that gripped the country in 2015 and 2016. Facing mounting unrest, Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn announced earlier this month that the jailed politicians would be released. This is VOA News. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas denounced U.S. President Donald Trump's peace efforts as the slap of the century at a key meeting Sunday on the White House's declaration of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. In a two-hour speech, Abbas reiterated he would not accept the Trump administration as a mediator in peace talks with Israel and called for an internationally led process. He also accused Israel, through its actions, of ending the 1994 Oslo peace accords that formed the basis of Palestinian ties with the Jewish state, saying the Palestinians would study all strategies for responding to it. Abbas also attacked the U.S. ambassadors to Israel and the United Nations, calling them a disgrace. North and South Korea held working-level talks to discuss the North's participation in the Winter Olympics, especially the prospect of Pyongyang sending an art troupe to the Games. Grace Lee has more.
As the two Koreas hash out the Olympics agenda on Monday, signs the South may see a different sort of K-pop at the Winter Olympics. The leader of a girl group handpicked by Kim Jong-un called Moranbong was part of the day's talks. Officials say they were hammering out details about sending a so-called art troupe to the Olympics that may include singers, dancers, and an orchestra. It's part of the two sides' first official dialogue in 2 years, which kicked off last week, meant to soothe tensions and avoid any mistakes flaring up into full-blown conflict, especially during the Olympic Games.
That's reporter Grace Lee. North and South Korea also announced that they will try to send a joint women's ice hockey team to the Olympics. British construction and services company Carillon collapsed Monday when banks refused to lend it any more money, throwing hundreds of major projects in doubt and bringing down one of the government's most important suppliers. Carillon has been forced into compulsory liquidation after costly contract delays and a downturn in new business that prompted a string of profit warnings and a first-half loss of more than $1.4 billion. The company employs some 43,000 people around the world. Turkey's president says it will launch a military assault on a Kurdish enclave in northern Syria in the coming days. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday the operation against the Afrin enclave will aim to purge terror from his country's southern border. Afrin is controlled by a Kurdish militia known as the YPG, which Turkey views as a terror group and an extension of the Kurdish insurgency raging in its southeast. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA.